And now the letters column from the Evening News. The ever-reliable readers can always be depended on to express their views on a wide range of topics, the City Roads and Ed Balls among them.
The roadworks in the city and the disruption caused has been the subject of much comment in the letters column these last few months. John Booth of Brackendale adds his bit to the conversation, and he writes, "It would probably have been premature to be critical of the traffic disruption caused by the installation of the new road system in Norwich, but now it is finished, we can see certain negative effects. In a period of financial difficulty and austerity, it was certainly surprising to see so much money being spent on this scheme. The negative result is clear for all to see. There is much more congestion and slower moving traffic. It builds up at Grapes Hill, and there is a greater build-up getting into the city on Brackendale. Already the pollution levels in the city exceed those in central London, and our air quality is dangerously unsafe. All this standing traffic only makes it worse. Perhaps we might be told what our county council representatives have achieved here. Late into the night, all the lights are blazing down at County Hall. Are they still there planning more improvements? Or is this another example of their prolificity?"
Festive fun to benefit a good cause can't be bad. Pam Butcher is a volunteer with the Norwich Supporters Group of Save the Children, and she's a suggestion. She writes, "If readers are looking for some festive fun, can I recommend that on December the 16th, they dig out their festive jumper and wear it for Save the Children's Festive Jumper Day. Well, if you haven't got a Christmas jumper, you can easily add a few baubles to an ordinary jumper. Would your school, club, workplace or friends meeting together for lunch to like to take part? Suggested donations for the fun of wearing your jumper is £2 for an adult and £1 for a child. To receive a Christmas jumper pack, you can sign up at christmasjumperday.org, that's christmasjumperday, all one word, .org, or for more information, just telephone 0808 281 1031. And again, that's 0808 281 1031. Save the Children works in 120 countries, including the UK. We save children's lives, we fight for their rights, and we strive to help them to fulfil their full potential.
The departure of Ed Balls from the Strictly Ballroom has prompted a letter from Richard Robinson of Norwich, and he writes, "Now that Ed Balls has been kicked off the Strictly Come Dancing programme, perhaps he can give his undivided attention as chairman of Norwich City to giving a kick start to the club's fortunes. How about asking the Strictly judges to give their opinion of his performance in this field to date?"
The news that a Norwich cinema will be open for business on Christmas Day has been received with delight from June Wilson of Norwich, who writes, "I was very interested to read the piece on the Odeon Cinema's opening on Christmas Day. I think this is great. Families can have their lunch and go to see a film together and get out of the house instead of sitting around bored watching the box all day, the endless repeats and Christmas films. Let's hope other cinemas in Norwich do likewise." Well, that's all the letters for this week. But before we close, there's been a postscript from the comedian Bob Hope, which may resonate with many. "I don't feel old, I don't feel anything till noon, and that's when it's time for my nap." And now back to the news.